Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:01. I'm Brent Allen. A little chilly once again this morning. We are still sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The battle lines are being drawn in the fight over the Koi Nation's proposed casino in Windsor. In an article in the Press Democrat, the tribe outlined support that they have garnered for the proposed casino on Shiloh Road. 18 California tribal governments, several political figures, including former Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm, and a major player in the state government, California Treasurer Fiona Ma, all support the tribe. However, the coalition opposed to the 540,000-square-foot casino in a residential neighborhood is very strong, supported by the Grayton Rancheria, along with the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, the Windsor Town Council, State Senator Mike McGuire, U.S. Representatives Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson, and Senator Alex Padilla, along with pretty much the entire community of Windsor. An officer-involved shooting occurred yesterday in Vallejo, stemming from an initial traffic stop. Officials said an American Canyon police officer tried to initiate a stop over a vehicle code violation in the area of State Route 29 southbound when the car refused to yield, leading to a pursuit. The car eventually crashed into a fence at a Vallejo home off Sousa Way and Gateway Drive. At that point, shots were fired by the American Canyon officer, hitting the suspect, who was taken to the hospital. A second male suspect was found and also taken into custody. There were two firearms recovered at the scene. The condition of the suspect who was shot is not known as of this morning. Petaluma is hosting a community forum on January 28th, centered on preventing gun violence. Normalizing safety, gun violence prevention will be at the Lucchese Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m. Speakers include Dr. John Ma of San Francisco Marin Medical Society, Heather Jennings of Sonoma County Moms Demand Action, Amy Carter, Superintendent of Sonoma County Office of Education, and Brian Miller, Interim Chief of the Petaluma Police Department. Admission is free and childcare is available. Immediate relief for some student loan borrowers will start early as next month, according to the Education Department. The agency is speeding up its timeline for bringing forgiveness to those enrolled in President Biden's new income-driven repayment plan. In February, borrowers enrolled in the SAVE plan will have their debts immediately canceled if they originally took out $12,000 or less in loans and have been in a repayment program for at least 10 years. The relief was previously set to begin in July. Delta Airlines says it closed 2023 strong and expects another good year in 2024. The airline says it earned $2 billion in the fourth quarter, and revenue for all of last year was a record. The airline also is ordering more planes. It plans to buy 20 Airbus A350s for international service. Online retailer eBay has agreed to pay a $3 million fine to resolve criminal charges over employees who harassed a Massachusetts couple by sending live spiders and cockroaches, along with other disturbing items, to their home. Now, the employees were already prosecuted more than 3 years ago in the scheme, which was to intimidate David and Ina Steiner. It is now 8:04 KZST. Time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are those roads looking?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. We do have some slowdowns northbound US 101 from about Todd Road into downtown Santa Rosa. It's pretty slow in that area. State Route 12 interchange, US 101 traffic is heavy in that area. And then going down the Cotati Grade into Petaluma, traffic is moving a little bit slow. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Another story from one of the patients of Dr. Stanley Jacobs.
I knew that between 55 and 65 is the time you should get your first facelift.
I just love talking to patients.
I think the most important thing that people should know is that I had no bruising. He is such a professional, and he works around the world. He's a guest lecturer for the style of facelift that he does. I had no bruising.
The way I look at it, I'm not just moving back the hands of time. There's a new confidence, a love of life that my patients get.
I want to look young. That's our society. I knew I wasn't looking old, but I knew I could do better.
Yes, we take the surgery seriously. We have all the newest technology. But it's those great end results that make me do what I love to do.
And you're going to look so much better.
I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs. My offices are in Healdsburg, and I'd love to talk to you.
There's only one doctor I would recommend, and that's Dr. Stanley Jacobs.
If it's time to renew you, contact Dr. Stanley Jacobs online at thejacobscenter.com.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an exclusive digital offer on red seedless grapes. They're just $1.77 a pound, limit two bags when you clip your offer at Raley's.com or on the app. Savings you can count on in-store or online only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, legendary basketball coach Tom Bonfili is calling it a career at the end of the season after 42 years of coaching. Bonfili, who is 70, is the winningest coach in Sonoma County with 860 wins under his belt. He announced at the start of the school year that the 2023-24 season at St. Vincent de Paul High School in Petaluma would be his last. Your forecast: increasing clouds today with low to mid-50s on the cool side. Tonight, turning cloudy, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, rain heavy at times. Rainfall anywhere from 1 to 2 inches. Highs will be in the 50s, partly cloudy on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Director Paul Thomas Anderson is planning to make his next $100 million movie in Eureka, with shooting to begin later this month. The untitled film will star Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Rachel Taylor. And apparently they're looking for local extras, according to a Hollywood insider. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set.
No more. What are you waiting for? 100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show rolls on, and with me now, I have a special guest on the show is Sarah Quiter. She is VP of Winemaking for Foley Family Wines, which is cool in itself, but not the reason she's here this morning. Let's say it's her side project I'm interested in. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And Sarah, before we jump in, tell us what you do when you're not putting on cool, fabulous side projects for Sonoma County.
I am the VP of winemaking for Foley Family Wine, so I kind of work with the winemakers. You know, we have some beautiful wineries in Sonoma County, for Icrona, which is where I was a winemaker for years, like Chalk Hill, Spaziani, and Chateau St. Jean, and beautiful facilities throughout Sonoma County, Napa, you know, Oregon, Washington, everywhere. So managing and working with a bunch of winemakers with the wines and trying to elevate everything we do.
Okay, I thought I had the best job on the planet Earth. Wow, that's awesome. Very cool. So you, I understand, are currently working on a project called the Bubble Bar in Healdsburg. And we're going to get into the Cuvée House as well. So why don't you describe your vision here of this up-and-coming fine new business?
So it all started during COVID, and when, you know, we all struggled through COVID, and it was one of those things that I started drinking a lot of champagne and sparkling wine because why not? It made me happier, you know, because we were all just struggling, and because every time you have a glass of champagne, it makes us, you get a smile on your face, right? So I just felt like there was a, like, it's just something that I enjoyed. So I said, I started drinking it, and then I contemplated this idea of having a place where it's only bubbles, because I know Cy is in Sonoma and Be Bubbly's in Napa and the Riddler was in San Francisco, and there were just some great places, but nothing was in Healdsburg, which is my hometown. And I just thought that this town could use a place where people can go and celebrate, like, a birthday, a wedding, a retirement, or a Tuesday, or whatever you want to celebrate, right? And I just never thought that this would happen, but it did happen, and I'm super excited. We're on our final stages of construction, and we are looking at opening on Valentine's Day.
So you're going to make it the most romantic holiday of the year. It's going to be open, and you strictly champagne.
So it's champagne from France, which is really the idea of the Bubble Bar in Healdsburg. So it's designed after a French cafe, a French little bistro, and it's going to have a lot of champagne from the region of Champagne, but I'm also going to do Cremants from the Loire and the Alsace and Burgundy, and then I'm going to go into UK and Cavas and Proseccos. South of the equator, like New Zealand, have beautiful New Zealand sparkling wines and Chenin Blancs from South Africa, and then I'm going to have some local California wines. So sparkling wine from all over the world, but also beer and non-alcoholic sparkling sodas. So it will, it's called the Bubble Bar for a reason. Everything's going to be sparkling, and we are going to have a few bites, just a little snacky stuff.
I mean, and it just gets even better than this. So I also understand that beside the Bubble Bar, you are doing something called the Cuvée House, which will be right next close to the Bubble Bar to extend this experience. It is a two-bedroom Airbnb where you can just drink and then go to the Airbnb. Because you don't have to drive because you're going to have some bubbly in you. So is that coming to fruition as well?
That is actually up and running and on the Airbnb website. It's not open until I'm finished with the construction. So it will be open in February and March. And I'm already getting bookings for the Cuvée House. And it is a block from the square and the plaza of Healdsburg. So it is so close to restaurants and, you know, tasting rooms and all the shops. And I just, yeah, you can walk upstairs too after drinking some champagne.
And where is this exactly located? You said it's on the square?
So, no, it's one block from the square. It's called 134 North Street. So it's behind Villette and across the street from Single Thread. So kind of in that northern area.
Now I know where you're talking. when you gave us those key locations there. All right. So at this point, how do people get more information? Can we sign up? When is it going to be ready? The bubble bar, when is it going to be open?
So if you follow me on Instagram, Hillsburg Bubble Bar, or Facebook, I update things that are happening. I have a website, hillsburgbubblebar.com. It has all the information about opening dates. I am not taking reservations because my place is quite small. And so to me, it's going to be first come, first serve. I will have opportunities to rent the place out in the early hours of each day, where you can book a place for a birthday party or a wedding or a bridal thing. So there will be opportunities to book, because I feel like there's a lot, I've had a lot of interest already, because I think it's great to have a party.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, very cool. You are a cool person doing some great things in the community. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
You know, I cannot wait to share with people some beautiful sparkling wines of the world, and to make it a special place for the community of Hillsburg as well as tourists. I mean, I do want the locals to come in all the time because I love the locals, but it's for everybody to celebrate and to enjoy a glass of sparkling wine that makes you happy.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you with the bubble bar and the Cuvée House. Sounds like the total experience in wine country. And by the way, if you ever need someone to test it out, be a taster, make sure it's up to par. I can make room in my calendar for you. Keep us posted, okay, on this progress. Appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime.
We have been talking.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you. This is Sarah Quiter, VP of winemaking at Foley Family Wines, and created these cool side projects like the bubble bar. Thank you, Sarah.
All right, thanks, Deb.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get another check on traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Mirop in our Roanoke Park studio. How are those roadways? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. We do have a slight slowdown today around 12, interchange to US 101. Traffic is slow through that area, but it lightens up at College Avenue. Other than that, the roadways are looking great for your morning drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
You want to grill out, but the price of meat has been skyrocketing at the supermarket. How about 20 ribeyes for $39.99? The Prime House Direct gigantic steak, chicken, seafood truckload sale. Today through Sunday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Rain or shine. At Reach Trailer Sales. 5500A Old Redwood Highway, Petaluma.
Look for the big truck.
And the big tent. Accepting cash, credit, debit card, and EBT. 20 ribeyes, $39.99 at Breach Trailer Sales. Old Redwood Highway, Petaluma.
We're all hoping tomorrow will be better than today. My name is Bree Crowell, and we are working to build a safer energy system that's more reliable and more affordable in the long run for every Californian. Whether it's stronger poles that can withstand extreme weather, undergrounding lines to prevent wildfires,
or installing powerful new technologies to spot problems faster.
Our PG&E team knows every connection matters, and we take pride in the things we do. That's why we're proud to help build a better future for our hometowns and yours.
New year, new you. Making some resolutions for the new year? Grocery Outlet has you covered. If it's eating healthier, check out our fresh produce, our fresh meat section, and our wonderful Nosh section for amazing savings. Maybe your resolution is staying on a budget. Your neighborhood Grocery Outlet is the destination to save on food, everyday items, and to find many great deals on all kinds of products. Whether it's eating better or saving more, Grocery Outlet's got you covered in 2024.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
Visit Mancini Sleep World. We'll pay the sales tax on select mattresses or visit sleepworld.com.
Push, hold, beep. Push, hold, beep. Push, hold, beep.
Excuse me. Could you roll down your window, please? Is everything okay in there?
I'm programming my car radio to KZST.
Why are you putting it on every button?
Well, in case I forget which button I put it on. Duh.
KZST.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still the one that I love.
I'm so glad we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 8:27 on your Finally Friday. News is next.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heatwave's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heatwave's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
Something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. When you sleep and smile so comfortable, I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.